In the beginning of the fourth dynasty of ancient Egypt, around 4,600 years ago, the pharaoh Sneferu is said to have built three of the largest pyramids that Egypt's ever seen. These pyramids are so large that they still stand today, and the problem surrounding them is pretty heavy. In fact, Sneferu is said to have reigned for 24 or 30 or 44 years. Really depends on who you ask. This becomes a common issue in those days. In fact, his father, Huni, is a pharaoh that we'll discuss in this video, and the history around him is kind of weird. The thing is, I don't think that Sneferu built those three pyramids. I think that Sneferu deleted a dynasty. I think that Sneferu stole the credit for these pyramids, maybe all three, certainly two of them. And I have a lot of lines of evidence for this three in particular, one for each pyramid, one for the pyramids, one for the scientific data, and one for the written records. So sit down for a minute and let's discuss the lost dynasty of ancient Egypt. Hi, my name is Dan and welcome to Dedunking. Well, let's start with the pyramids themselves. Sneferu is said to have built three. First, we have the Step Pyramid at Meidum. Then we have the Bent Pyramid at Dishur. And then also the Red Pyramid, which is also at Dishur. Now, of these three, the Meidum Pyramid is said to be the oldest. In fact, many historians used to believe that Huni, Sneferu's father, built the edifice. And a lot of people still believe that Huni started it and Sneferu took it over halfway through or whatever. Now, the evidence for Sneferu building it is pretty slim. There's some graffiti and inscriptions on surrounding temples, but really nothing there on the Meidum Pyramid. And this is kind of telling. The casing stones on that thing are long gone, opposed to the other two pyramids we'll discuss. And as we'll see, that'll matter when it comes to the attribution of the edifice. But at any rate, if Huni did begin this thing, that would make it a third dynasty, not fourth dynasty edifice, technically. So let's dive into the Meidum Pyramid. Originally, it was built as a step mastaba. A mastaba is a type of older Egyptian royal tomb, which, of course, has absolutely no other uses possible. And anyway, the step pyramid at Saqqara, said to have been built by Djoser of the 3rd dynasty, was the earliest known big structure like this in Egypt, and it seems to have inspired, or have shared a common source of inspiration, with the Meidum Pyramid. Now, there's three periods of construction at the Meidum Pyramid, and this is one of our first real clues. The first period of construction was a normal step mastaba. The second one widened the base and added a couple of steps, but we know this was intended to be the last layer of construction because they finished the stones. But then they added casing stones afterwards that made it a gradient instead of a step, so making it more of a true pyramid. And these all slid off and fell to shit around it. That's the big mess that you see around that pyramid. In addition to this, there's evidence for the upper chamber to have been remodeled at least one point. The upper chamber has the first corbelled ceiling in ancient Egypt that we see, the vaulted stepped aesthetic becoming a common feature in many of the future pyramids. This vaulted ceiling is unfinished. Indeed, the entire room was unfinished. And then at some point, it did undergo a major remodel, with a lot of the areas were dressed and cleaned up. The construction phases are discernible through careful examination, but the stones today are silent, having no inscriptions whatsoever. No one's name claims this mountain of stone. And if we turn to the inscriptions that we find in the area, that there's nothing there to tell us when the first phase of construction began. Sneferu's cartouche doesn't appear on the blocks that make up the body of the pyramid. There's some of the rubble that seems to bear his inscription, but again, this was all casing stones added in the third phase of construction. There is a few of the cartouches in the form of graffiti on the surrounding temples, as I mentioned earlier, but a lot of these were left by pilgrims much, much later. Certainly nothing to tell us exactly when this was began. There's nothing contemporary to tell us when this started. And in these kinds of situations, you know, speculation abounds. This is why the Egyptologists used to think that Huni built the thing, and many Egyptologists still believe that Huni started it. Now, if we operate under my assumption that Sneferu stole the credit for some of these three pyramids, then the idea becomes, you know, pretty compelling that perhaps this addition of other pieces to the pyramid down the road was intended to lay claim to the thing by Sneferu. Next, we have the Bent Pyramid of Dahshure, and it's one of the weirdest pyramids in the record. Not only because it's wonky as hell, but because it has a number of odd features. For instance, there's two insides, with the entrance to the upper chamber located on the western side instead of the northern side, and there's a connecting tunnel carved between these two interior mazes, and there's the chimney, another feature that's unique to this pyramid. And while it's strange in this regard, it's similar to the Meidum Pyramid in the fact that it had three construction phases. Now, they debate whether or not the bend in it was intentional, but there's no question that at one point it was being built one way and then they changed the angle. And they also know that there was a lot of remodeling done on the inside of it. It looks like perhaps one of the chambers was abandoned, one of the series of chambers was abandoned, and that's why they built the second one. Although we don't know exactly why. There's a lot of speculation around it that seems to not make a lot of sense considering it was said to have been built in less than 20 years. Most of the speculation revolves around structural integrity problems, which is really strange to think about on an edifice that is still standing 4,000 plus years later. And the upper chamber, just like the Meidum Pyramid, has been remodeled. The floors were changed twice, in fact, and the walls changed to fit the new flooring. And one of the things that makes this odd is the first raising of the floor hadn't even been completed when they started the second raising of the floor. I mean, there's no question that the construction at the Bent Pyramid was different than the other Old Kingdom monuments, both before and after. Even the landscape that it was built on was said to be artificial, a level area that was populated with planned buildings, making the pyramid a man-made mountain on a man-made landscape, which is quite the image. In addition to those remodels that seem to have been a constant part of the structure's history, we once again have a lack of written records. There's really not much to attribute this place to Snefru, certainly nothing that couldn't have been added in the last stages of construction. And that's a really important thing to keep in mind here as we move forward. These structures, well, they tend to have a lot of problems with them when you compare them to other pyramids. In fact, as we move on to the Red Pyramid, it also has one feature that I haven't mentioned about the previous two, but all three share, that is very anomalous. None of them have a quote-unquote sarcophagus. Not the Bent, not the Meidum, and not the Red. The Red Pyramid, also at Dahshure, is not only missing a sarcophagus, but it also has the upper chamber's floor damaged. Not remodeled like the other two pyramids we've covered, but outright demolished. Now, the mainstream consensus is the floor was damaged in this way by treasure hunters. But in all honesty, when you take the other two places into consideration and you look at it through the lens of my hypothesis here, it is quite possible that this was done in order to steal the credit from someone else, in order to get rid of the evidence, what little evidence there was, of somebody else laying claim to that territory. Seems like the upper chambers was a place that they consistently attacked on these three pyramids, and the floor on the upper chamber. So when you see that done in all three of them, good possibility that that's where you would look to find the attribution to the thing back in those days. And again, the quarry marks and the graffiti is what we have to really date this place or attribute it to Snefru. There's nothing that says in the record that's contemporary that tells us that Snefru built the place or that this was a pyramid of Snefru's. Once again, we have a kind of a hole in the record. I mean, just like the other two, later generations remembered it being built by Snefru, but also like the other two, there is something off about them, even by ancient Egypt's already mysterious standards. I mean, for example, the Great Pyramid is said to have been built in about 20 to 30 years, but each of these pyramids have been built in less time. Now, obviously, this is problematic. I've before referred to the whole 20-year Great Pyramid construction timeline as the gateway drug to becoming a pyramidiot. I mean, that just makes no sense to most guys that own a tool belt. But you take it even a step further than that. The Bent Pyramid, that they said to have had to consistently go back and be like, oh, we got to change what we're doing here. We got to remodel. We got to twist and turn and pivot. And that one's supposed to have taken 15 years. You know, with them changing everything up, it lasts 4,500 years, still standing. And yeah, they had a bunch of problems. They changed stuff up numerous times, and they did it in 15 years. Something is not right here. And the evidence gets far more compelling from this point The second line of evidence is the fact that carbon dating places the end of the third dynasty, all of the fourth dynasty, and the beginning of the fifth dynasty about 200 or so years older than the written records claim they should be. Now, this has been ignored, lied about, treated as erroneous, but on its face, to me, the data seems to imply we're missing a ruler or two here. And since I've gone over this in detail on this channel before, I'll go through the bullet points here. In the late 80s, the Edgar Cayce Foundation financed a carbon dating expedition to Giza, and in the 90s, David Koch financed another one that was more in-depth. And the dates that they came back with, again, from the 3rd, 4th, and 5th dynasties, were all about 100 to 250 years older than they should be. And this was considered pretty problematic, and, well, there was something that mainstream Egyptology seemed kind of hot to trot to get rid of, and most people still consider it an issue, but there are some that use Bayesian modeling to just make this go away. But it is important to note that it's not just some of the structures that were tested that showed this. Every single edifice they sampled in that time was off by over a century. And this ubiquity makes it problematic to the mainstream timeline, as I said. And this is a major disparity that pops up out of nowhere right when the most mysterious period of Egypt begins, and it goes on until that mysterious period pretty much ends. Now, the reason I call bullshit on the Bayesian modeling is because in Bayesian modeling, you get to favor certain variables, and they favored the later dates. So, I mean, yeah, they came up with the later date because they favored the later variables. It's not rocket science. It's just a rigged game. So, yeah, I'm going to call bullshit on that one. I don't always call bullshit on Bayesian modeling for radiocarbon dating, but when it's used to massage away a disparity that exists like this, yeah, it's a problem. But at any rate, you know, this is interesting stuff what I've given you so far, but without some sort of other evidence, this is just really spitballing, right? But what if I was to tell you that the written records actually show that the second to last ruler of the third dynasty was deleted? Hujefa II was once considered to be the second to last pharaoh of the third dynasty, but then the word Hujefa was translated, and it means erased, or deleted, or lost. And that's right, even mainstream Egyptology admits that there's a lost ruler here. In two of the most important sources for the early pharaoh timeline, we have those erased rulers. Hujefa I was in the second dynasty, but we're not really talking about that in this video. Both of these Hujefas are mentioned in the Turin Papyrus, and that's one of the most cited kings list in Egyptology, as it's the only one that contains the lengths of the rule in addition to the pharaoh names. Now, it's also a tax document, and while this doesn't prove that the part with the king's list is more accurate, it does demonstrate the person who made this document was most likely concerned with detail and pretty meticulous. Now, Hujefa is mentioned again as the father of Huni, the second-to-last ruler of the third dynasty. And Hujefa is said to have ruled for 34 years, but there's nothing about this ruler in the record. There's just a hole, just a gap there. We don't really know who or what or anything that they might have done. But this isn't the only source for the idea. The Abydos Kings List, which is etched into stone at the mortuary temple for Seti I, also mentions Hujefa, but instead it calls the ruler Sejes. And this translates to "it is broken," again alluding to a lost, erased, or damaged record. And again, this lost ruler is said to be the predecessor of Huni, Sneferu's father. And funnily enough, Huni's cartouche isn't well-defined. It's got a couple different versions, and it's pretty hard to actually locate any copies of it. He is said to have been a great builder, but the only real structures that are attributed to him, besides some people that say he started the Meidum Pyramid, is there 7 small pyramids that are scattered up and down the Nile that are kind of jokes. Certainly nothing that would qualify him as a great builder in the sense of ancient Egypt. But there is something weird about him. You know, Huni is the name of one of the court officials that Djoser had. Djoser, the one who built the first step pyramid at Saqqara. So perhaps Huni was a usurper. This would explain slapping up any edifices he could as quickly as possible to try to gain, you know, any favor and stuff. This is getting into speculation here. But we do have a certainly large hole in the record right before him. But of course, that's where everything gets murky. You know, according to many Egyptologists, the Third Dynasty began with civil war, and that could explain the desire of Djoser to establish his dominance by constructing that step pyramid. So when I read that Huni was said to have built those little step pyramids in different places all along the Nile, I can't help but wonder why. Like I said, maybe he was trying to consolidate power. It sounds to me like pyramids had a different meaning back in those days. Certainly weren't just tombs and tombs alone. Otherwise, they wouldn't have slapped seven of them up and down the Nile with no internal chambers. They were just seemed to have been a structure that was symbolically claiming power, maybe attached to military fortifications. Almost like it was a rush job, right? And when you couple this with the idea that we have a missing dynasty from as certain as anything we can find in the written record of Egypt, we end up with the position where, to me, when you take all three of these lines of evidence together, it seems pretty obvious that Sneferu most likely didn't build all three of these pyramids. We have a missing ruler right in the time period when this stuff was supposed to have happened. We have another ruler that is claimed to have been a great builder that has no structures attributed to him. We have the structures all heavily being modified in the same places, which could well imply that they were erasing the things, or the portions of these things that make it easy to attribute to someone. In other words, it seems to me like the evidence, Occam's razor anyway, would definitely side with me, in my opinion. The missing sarcophagi, the radiocarbon dating that says right when these anomalies happened, the dating leaves the written record. And to me, it seems like an obvious solution that a few generations made future generations of rulers really mad. Or scared, maybe. You know, it's hard to guess at the ultimate motivations, but one thing seems clear. The best place, in my opinion, to look for those missing rulers is in the historic timeline. The same lists that are used to tell us that Khufu built the Great Pyramid tell us that we have a missing or erased or broken ruler right when these things were being built. That, to me, is extremely interesting and not worth discounting. And, you know, this is the kind of thing that I love, is that you've got one foot into the known, one foot into the unknown, and you're kind of standing in that twilight, in the unknown, making a new discovery. And I don't feel like I'm being outlandish here, right? You know, this doesn't fly in the face of what we do know about ancient Egypt. And I'm just one guy. I love doing this. And fortunately, I'm not alone. Thousands of you out there are passionate about this stuff, and you spend a lot of your time watching and reading and consuming this kind of content. And I really appreciate that a lot, as do many of us of it here. But I also thank you guys a lot for, you know, sharing your ideas and trying to communicate as best as you possibly can. I wish I could talk to everybody all the time, but I can't talk to everybody, but I do the best I can. It was really nice meeting a lot of you in Arizona and in Florida. You know, life is crazy, and seeing so many people that are into the same sort of thing that I am is really a lot of fun. I do want to thank everybody for watching, and make sure and leave a comment down below about how terrible my beard is, or whatever you want to say. In all honesty, what do you think about this hypothesis? Does this solve the three pyramid problem? Does this explain why Sneferu is said to have built three pyramids like in 45 years, or am I just crazy? Anyway, don't forget to click the buttons to support the channel down below. And thank you very much, and I hope to see you next time.